Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. I'm gonna lift him up. This is your host, Minister Janice. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, we're in the presence of an almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am. Ooh, we just praise him. Oh, we give him praise. We glorify his name because his name is worthy to be praised. Huh? Yes, yes, yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a Savior. Oh, and we thank him for Jesus. Huh? We thank him for Jesus. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Yes, we just welcome you and thank you for taking the time out of whatever you could be doing to just come in and listen. Just take your time, get you some water, take off your shoes, and just relax. Yeah, yeah. Because knowing Jesus can be a relaxing experience. It doesn't have to be all stressful, but relaxing. Yeah. In a loving atmosphere. Let us read the scripture. But put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. Galatians 3:10. So put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become more like him. So just take the time. Sit down. Be quiet. Listen. Open up your heart. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We thank you for Jesus, and we bless you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, God. Things that we see, God, blessings that we don't see. We thank you. We thank you. We lift up the grieving families, Lord, the caregivers, the grandparents, the teens that are sick, that are ill right now with this virus. God, we lift them up to you, God, and we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you touch them, God. Breathe on them, Master. Heal the bodies, Lord. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen. We thank God for you, and we thank God for you. Bless his holy name. Bless his name. Oh, yes. Bless his name. Bless his name. We're going to go quickly into the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. And our title of our lesson today is going to be, How Bad Do You Want It? How bad do you want it? Yeah, how bad? How bad do you want it? So here we see that Jacob wrestled with God. He wrestled with the angel. Mm-hmm. He wrestled with the angel. Really wrestled all night. And after sending gifts of appeasement, after receiving a gift of appeasement, Jacob was afraid for his life and family. He prayed to God for help and sent his family and possessions on ahead of him to protect them. Now, we all know the story about Jacob. We know about Jacob and Esau. We know about their mother, Rachel. We know this uncle, Laman. We know the whole story. Yeah, we've studied it many, many, many times. But here we see Jacob has come into a place. He's come into a certain time in life. Yeah, yeah. You know, we all have a certain time in life that we must come. We all have a certain journey that we must take a certain road that we must go down, huh? Yeah. So it says here he was left alone. He was left alone in the camp because he had sent everybody away. Sent them on, told them to go ahead on. Yeah, where they were going. They were going back so he could go into appeasement with his brother, Esau, for what he had done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times when we have wronged someone, we have done the wrong thing, and we know we've done the wrong thing. And in our heart, we want to do the right thing, but we many times are fearful of what the outcome may be. Because the way we feel and what we think, it may not necessarily work that way. But we want to try. We want to try hard. We want to try. Yeah. And Jacob was at this place. He was there. He was at this place. He was at this moment. He was in this season. Mm-hmm. So he was left. He was left alone at the camp. And so God came and wrestled with Jacob until daybreak. We're in Genesis chapter 32, 24 and 29. So Jacob struggled with God. It symbolizes that his struggle went into peace. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Think about that. The struggle that many of us may have, even today, different struggles. Everyone has a different struggle. Everyone has a different circumstance. But you still have a struggle. You still have something that you are working with, huh? You still have something that you're trying to rid of. Jacob, he's a biblical hero in his own right. Power and the grace of God, that's what it took, came to change and to renew Jacob. And the reason why God came and met him there is because, see, God looks at our heart. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. He looks at our heart. He doesn't look at who we are. He doesn't look at our outer appearance, but he looks at our heart. Hallelujah. Yeah. The heart. Glory to God. Yeah. See, Jacob, he was known to be cunning. Yeah, he was very cunning. When I say cunning, he was a slickster. He was a slickster. Huh? Any slicksters in the house? Woo! Any slicksters? Anybody that came from Slickville, huh? Anybody that been to Slickville? Glory to God. He was a deceiver. He deceived you. You could look at him, and he deceived you, looking at you in the, straight in the eyes, and he deceived you. Deceived you. He deceived his own grandfather. Yeah. Jacob. He deceived his own father. Yeah. 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 And you know, we see deceivers today. And we see those that are cunning. Uh-huh. We see it. Uh-huh. Because many of us have been in those shoes. Many of us have worn those shoes. The shoes of being a slickster. Riding down Slicksville. Huh? Sitting at deceiver's table. We done been there. We done that. But here we are. Jacob. He's come to this road. He done got to this place. But he no longer wants to ride in a Slicksville car. He don't want to sit at the deceiver's table any longer. He wants what? He want to change. So how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it, Jacob? How bad do you want it? Jacob. Yeah. He wrestled. He wrestled with the angel. He wrestled with God. Why? Because he wanted to be blessed. See, it was a custom in those days that the father would leave the blessing to the oldest child, because the oldest child was one that was going to continue whatever plans or whatever customs that the father had in place And he would continue those same customs on into his children and into the family. And he would do these things. But even while all of that was always going on, there was always someone that was jealous or was angry because you were the oldest. It happens. It's still happening. We see it today. I think it will continue happening until Jesus come back. Yeah. So here we see Jacob is at this crossroad. He's at this place. Yeah. A decision has been made that I no longer to be in Slicksville. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Jacob, he wrestled. And think about it. Staying up all night. Do you remember when you used to stay up all night? How you would feel the next day? You'd be wore out. You had to go to sleep. But Jacob wanted something. And he wanted it real bad. He wanted it. Yeah. So the question is, how bad do you want it? That's the question. How bad do you want it? Yeah. That's our question today. How bad do you want it? Are you willing to give up something? Are you willing to sacrifice anything to get it? To have it? To have that special blessing? Glory to God. That only God can give you. What do you want to do? What are you willing to do? Glory, glory. So Jacob, but he no longer wanted to continue on that road. He wanted to make a change. Yeah, yeah. So he wrestled with the angel of God. And through the wrestling all night, Jacob, was changed. Glory to God. He was no longer considered to be Jacob. He was now Israel. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the place where he was, it was not just a regular place anymore. It was considered to be a memoriam. And it was Bethel. So this place changed the same way Jacob changed. Double blessings. Memorial. A place that you won't ever forget. A time, a season when a change took place. Glory to God. How bad? How bad do you want it? Is there anyone who is reminded never to give up? Never to give up. Never give up. Jacob wanted change. He was tired of being cunning. He was tired of being a deceiver. So in our own lives, we look for change. We see this today. People marching. What? They're marching for what? Change. The same march. The same march. Change. That change, it don't come easy. It don't come quick. But you don't give up. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? So here we see several other folks. Other folks who didn't give up. Daniel was one. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. 3 times a day. Daniel went before the Lord 3 times. Yeah, yeah. He was challenged on every hand. He was challenged. While in captivity, he was not free, but he was free with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was free. But to some, he was in captivity. But Daniel was free. He was challenged. Yeah, many times he was challenged because of his commitment, because of the honor that he had. And he would never give up. Never give up. What would some of us do under these circumstances? Will we throw in the towel? Will we give up all to idols? What would we do? Yeah, what would we do? Look at Paul in Acts 27 and 15. Paul is shipwrecked. Paul, his ship encountered the wind so strong as it sailed near the southern coast of Crete that it made the vessel unsteerable. You couldn't steer it. You couldn't turn it east. You couldn't turn it west. You couldn't turn it right. You couldn't turn it left. Huh? But nobody, no one jumped off that ship. No one. They were determined not to give up. Not to give up. How bad do you want this? That's what you got to ask yourself. How bad do I want it? Yeah. I'm sure plenty of us who invented things. Think about it. Some of us may have invented. But then there were other people who invented things before we were born. And they felt given up. Because they tried the first time, it didn't work. Then they tried the next time, it didn't work. But then there came what? A breakthrough. A breakthrough, I said. How bad do you want it? That's what you got to ask yourself. How bad? Do I want it bad enough to sacrifice? Do I want it bad enough to spend quality time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Do I want it bad enough to go into a fast where I could seek God for myself? Do I want it bad enough where I could sit at his feet and listen? And listen, I said. I can remember being the aunt who always put the bicycles together. I was the aunt that always put the bikes together for the kids. I was the one. Yeah. Always had the instructions, followed the instructions on how to put the bike together. Yeah. And usually when you look at those instructions, it looked like, wow, this is another language. But after the first bike was done, listen to me, after the first one, after the first one, it was a breeze. Why? Because I didn't give up. I kept on going. Because there was three other bikes to be put together. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Giving up. Yes. Philippians 3 and 10 tells us, listen to this. The determination. Now, this is personal. The determination I have is that I may know him, that I may become deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. That's my desire. That's me. And I'm never going to give up that. Because when I continue on seeking and listening and learning more about him, there's still a little more about him. Into what I'm saying. Yeah. So this is my desire. To have an intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To get to know him. Huh? To know him for myself. Yeah. Listen at this. That I may in that same way come to know the power. Glory to God. The power flowing from his resurrection. You know there's power in resurrection. There's power. Resurrection means that you raise up. You could have been down, but you up now because you have resurrected. Glory to God. Yeah. It's a place where you once was, but not anymore. You are no longer there. You have risen up. Glory to God. Yeah. So in his resurrection. Yeah, in his resurrection. There's power in that. And that I may so share his suffering as to he continuously transform, to be transformed to his death. See, that I may have that relationship, that I may have that knowledge, that I may have that understanding of who he is. Now, while in this verse, this is verse 12. In this, it says, I press. I'm going to press on to laying hold of and make my own. That for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me and made me his own. Now this is where I'm going. This is my goal. This is where I'm focused, because I desire to have a relationship. I desire to know Jesus for myself. Proverbs 24 and 16 says that the godly may trip seven times. I want you to listen to this. The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. Glory to God. Huh? But one disaster is enough through the wicked. Anybody listen to what I'm saying? This is when you have that relationship. When you have that, my mom used to say, when you're wrapped up, when you're tied up in Jesus, huh? You can say this. You can say that I may trip seven times. I may fall seven times. But guess what? I'm going to get up. Hallelujah. I'm going to resurrect. Glory to God. I'm going to resurrect, I said, in him. But when the disaster comes for the wicked, huh? He's overthrown. He has no power. Huh? He's done. He's finished. Has no relationship with a true and a living God. Am I talking to anybody? Am I talking to anybody today? So it behooves us to get up. To get up today. Mm-hmm. To get up. To get up. Right now, to get up in your spirit, to get up in Jesus' name, to rise up, don't quit, and remember how bad you really want this. You know, if you got to write it down, 300 or 350 or 400 times, how bad you want whatever it is, write it down. Knowing that it's through him, that's where your victory lies. Your victory lies in what? Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to have that relationship with him? What are you willing to give up? Who are you willing to talk to about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Huh? Are you willing to be a light shining in a dark place? Did you hear what I said? A light. See, when you're a light shining, you don't even have to say nothing. Your light is shining. You may feel like you're in the darkness. You may feel that it's over. But the light is shining. And that's what men see. They see the light. And that's what Jesus does for us. The light. When we're in presence, when we're in his presence, when we spend quality time with him, there's a light that generates from him to us. Glory to God. And we have power. Whether we know it or not, we have power. And the power is in the light. The power comes from the powerhouse. Glory to God. When we desire to have a personal relationship with him. Yeah, when we desire to want to be closer and closer to him. When we desire to want to be holy. Because he said, what? I am holy. So you can be holy too. Yeah. Men today, they're marching. They're marching for what? Righteousness. They're marching for justice. That's what they say. Justice. Because injustice has taken place for years and years, so we march. They call them peaceful protest. Many times you don't have to say anything. It's just your presence. It's a peaceful. No violence. No hate. No angry. No anger. It's peaceful. It's just my presence. But I'm not going to give up. My sisters, my brothers, my grandparents, my great-great-grandparents, they may have marched. And I'm marching now too. Because I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. So how bad? How bad do you want this? How bad? How bad? And we look at today. We look at society. We look at things that are changing right before our eyes. Some of us have wanted things real bad for a long time, and we've never said it, but we action. We don't talk, we just do it. And that's what we're looking at today. We're seeing it. We're seeing things that are coming down, things that have been up for years and years that are coming down. Change is happening right before our eyes. Why? Because we, what? Never gave up. Never gave up. Righteousness does not fail. Righteousness will take you a long way. It will take you a long way, I said, when you stand up for righteousness. And then you hold on to that. Hold on and don't let go. It may get weary sometimes. It may get hard sometimes. But I said, don't give up. I don't know who I'm talking to, but don't give up. Hold on. How bad do you want this? How bad do you want it? Keep trusting. Keep believing. Knowing that there is light. It's at the tunnel. It's at the end of that tunnel. Down. Light. And the light is in Jesus. That's where the light is. It's in him. And he brings about the change. Glory to God. He brings about the change that we desire, that we need. He brings about the change. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you for showing us how to hold on. We thank you for showing us how to keep trusting you and having faith and showing love for one another. We thank you, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you bless the hearers, God, of this word, and that it will not come back void, that it will do what you have sent it out to do. Renew the spirit in Jesus' holy name. We say amen. We say amen. Yeah, we say amen. Because it is all about God. It has never been about us. It's all about him. It's all about him. And we bless his holy name. Yeah, we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday. And, of course, on Monday with Minister Gigi and Pastor George on Sunday. We are just grateful. And we just stand together and we proclaim the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.